parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Well, I'd like to welcome back to the show, Umberto. How you doing today, Bert?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Chad?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Hope you're staying safe.
We're staying home, staying safe, and staying magical.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Yeah, hopefully everybody at your house is doing well.
Everybody's healthy. That's the key. That's the key. And if we stay home, we'll all keep staying healthy, right?
Yeah, no kidding. And I've got a special treat for the listeners as well. I'm going to introduce you guys to Roxanne. How you doing today, Roxanne?
Hey, Chad. Hey, Umberto.
Hey, Roxanne. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a neat backstory on this one because you guys are going to hear Roxanne in the next two episodes after this one as well. And so I figured out the other day, she's going to be the only guest that's been on three episodes in a row. And so that's kind of unique. So welcome, Roxanne.
Thank you.
So that's kind of funny. This is my second. How does Roxanne get on three times?
Well, she joined the Alani show as part of the resort review, and we recorded that one. And then we got to the show before that, and I needed somebody else because somebody canceled on us. So she volunteered to come back. And then while we were recording that show, she mentioned that she had just bought another contract for you. And I was like, well, why don't we just bring Roxanne on as well? And we'll talk about her contract buying experience and mix this up a little bit this week.
It's a beautiful thing. It's always nice to be able to, I've talked to Roxanne, what is it, 3 days in a row now.
I'm working at home, so I got a little more time on my hands, apparently.
Because, yeah, Roxanne's a client of mine. And so when Chad told me, he's like, I'll have a surprise for you. I'm like, okay, and here we go.
Yeah, but because we're talking about average prices, ROFR reports, listings, buying, all that kind of stuff, I thought, well, what better than to bring an active member of the community in who's also buying right now so that we can kind of get that perspective on things. We'll follow our traditional format here and then maybe talk a little shop with Roxanne about being a buyer in this market.
Sounds good.
Okay, so typically in these shows, we cover three things. We cover the average listing prices, what happened in ROFR last month, and then what's going on in the inventory and buys and sells recommendation. Let's go ahead and jump into average sales prices.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm just looking through Nick's report here, and it looks like we had a bunch of business as usual in our main three staples of resale here, the Animal Kingdom, the Old Key West, and the Saratoga Springs. Those guys remained about constant. And then we kind of had some mix-ups in the market, like Beach Club went down from 152 to 140.
Correct. Yeah, it's normal. You know, Animal Kingdom, Saratoga, and Old Key West are the largest resorts, so you're bound to see more contracts because more contracts were sold, correct?
Yeah, and it seems like there's enough critical mass there that they kind of maintain where they're at.
Correct.
But then when we see something like Bay Lake Tower dropping 12 points, I have to come back in and go, whoa.
And you're correct on that. I mean, so there's factors that come into play here as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors that go into that. Like, are they all large contracts that got sold, therefore the price is down? Were they stripped contracts, so the price is down? Okay. And what our report doesn't say is how many of these things moved that incorporated that average, but we can still look at this and go, over time, now seems like it's a pretty decent time to buy Bay Lake if you've been looking at it.
I think Bay Lake is definitely something to focus on. Maybe even Polynesian is another one that it's a resort that's probably going to be moving here. And even somewhat Boardwalk as well, based on the numbers that we're seeing there. Granted, we've also been hit, you know, with this whole COVID thing that obviously throws a little bit of a curveball to the mix. Those three resorts, I think we were looking at them earlier. Those three results are the ones that probably took the biggest hit and potentially will take a little bit more of a hit, but we're still selling. it's not like you're going to get a steal here. You know, you're not going to take a Bay Lake and all of a sudden expect to pick it up for, you know, 110 a point. That something like that's not, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
No. You still got active buyers and everything else in the market, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring Roxanne, is to just have a tangible reference here that contracts are still moving. Okay. Not only are contracts still moving, but when we were talking the other day and I realized, wait a minute, the direct guides aren't selling right now. So if you're wanting to buy a contract today, resale is kind of the only option to go to until Disney opens things back up.
Right. Yeah. So that is one of the things that has transpired in the recent weeks is the fact that there's member services open, obviously. Those poor folks, imagine they're working long hours and it's a constant because imagine all the reservations that are being canceled and you can imagine the mess there. But the vacation club guides, as well as the telesales guides aren't working. So Disney's not selling. I'm getting phone calls and going, hey, you know, I tried getting a hold of my guide over there. Can you answer some questions? And, you know, since you've been doing this for such a long time, you ask the guest questions. And in some cases, they've even asked, you know, is this a good time to maybe sell my thing? And then if you look at it from the buyer's perspective, they're like, hey, you know, you think we can find a deal? I mean, yes, you're going to find a little bit better deal based on the circumstances, but not, like I mentioned to you earlier, not like something that's rock bottom yet. And I don't expect to see that. I mean, Disney's too big of a corporation. It's, you know, like we were talking about it earlier, how many families have little ones that are at home with them 24/7 nowadays? And they've probably told their kids, hey, if you just behave, we may go, once this thing's done, we may be going back to Walt Disney World, you know?
Absolutely. That bleeds into the next topic here is the Rofer report.
Right.
And with the direct sales organization down, I was really shocked to see 26 contracts were bought back last month.
There's two ways you can take this. You can say, well, wow, I can't believe that they're with all the things not happening, I guess is the best way to put it. And Walt Disney World and these folks are still buying back. But on the flip side, that's a good thing. You know, at least you know that Disney watches this, sees this, buys back, and they're actively in pursuit of contracts. That only helps the marketplace for all. You know, it helps the sellers, it helps the buyers, it helps Disney, it helps. So it's kind of like a full big picture that everybody's going to be whole. If they said, no, we're not buying anything back, then guess what? They don't believe in their product as much. And then everybody gets panic mode. And I don't think there's really a need for this. I mean,
yeah.
These tough times, we've got to keep it positive and we got to be excited. And Disney gives us that excitement and that happy is the happiest place on earth. So it's a good thing for all.
Yeah, that is a really true factor that it really is a good thing that they're still buying back at this time because they kind of have this subtle reminder that's saying, look, you guys better keep a certain price to this. Otherwise, we're going to take over the deal.
Correct. Correct.
That's a nice little safety net and underpinning in all of this. Is the fact that they're still buying it back. So they obviously believe in their product and maybe they have enough back orders on hand that they can start to move these things once the guides get selling again.
Most definitely. And again, it helps everybody out, you know, helps buyers, helps sellers. I sold a contract yesterday and the gentleman asked me, he's like, you know, I think I want to offer this. So he offered this. I took it to the seller. Seller says, you know, I'm going to counter them here. And then the buyer actually paid a little bit more than what they could have probably picked it up for just because they want to be safeguarded on potentially passing Rofer because the listing was a little bit lower than the rest in comparison to the points it had on it. And I found that very wise from the buyer's perspective. They're like, I want to roll the dice, but I don't want to go too crazy on the rolling of the dice. I'd rather make sure I have this contract because I really want it. So that's a good thing because it's nice to know that Disney's always in the backdrop going, hey, you know, I can buy this thing back if I want to, right? So
it
helps everybody out.
So let's jump into some of the things that they did buy back last month.
Okay.
So I'm just looking down the list here of what they bought back and I see 9 Animal Kingdoms and they're a usual suspect. Okay. Right.
Correct.
9 Old Key West. Again, another usual suspect. The suspect that's missing here is Saratoga. We didn't see anything bought back from Saratoga.
Yeah. You just never know. I guess that's, once again, one of the beauties of Disney is they keep us on our toes because sometimes they'll buy it back and sometimes they won't. But I've been left scratching my head before going, why would they buy that strip contract back? I don't know. And sometimes if it's loaded, meaning they bank the points over for the listeners that may not know what that means is, and they don't buy it back. So you really never know, which is kind of like it's a moving target.
Yeah, nobody knows what the mouse is going to buy. Okay.
Exactly. Right. He likes to keep it that way, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm looking at this report. 1 year to date has been bought back at Saratoga Springs out of 159. That's it for the whole year. One. So that's right. Like, they're not buying Saratoga Springs really at all.
Correct. Yes. And that's one of those things that we all know because we've all read this report. We read it monthly and we go, oh, Saratoga. Oh, now we're like, wait, what's going on here? But you never know. I had a lady, she got bought back 3 times, Resort, Hilton Head Island. And every single time that she got bought back the first time, Roford the first time, as we call it, she calls Disney. What's the selling price for a sold out Hilton Head? Oh, no, let me call Umberto back. She calls me back. Okay, let's make this offer. We made the offer 3 times. On the 4th try, it went through. And if you look now, I don't think that Hilton Head has been bought back in months. And for whatever reason, a year and a half ago, they bought back Hilton Head. So once again, the moving target, you don't know if they're coming, what they're going to buy, what resort. It's just one of those odd things.
Yeah. And you know what? As a buyer, I got Roford on my very first try with trying to get a resale. And it was Beach Club at 133 loaded contract. And it was bought back. And it took them almost a full 30 days to tell me it was Roford. So pretty disappointing. You have to start from scratch.
Yeah. And that's one of those things that they do take their full 30 days in most cases. On very rare occasions, if I seen them go shorter than that. So yeah, you're sitting there and you're holding your breath, crossing your legs and your toes, and you're like waiting for this thing. And then next thing you know, whew, okay, we made it through. I've had people call me, Humberto, I just got the email. We made it through. Like, you made it through what? Oh, yeah, okay. So they waived it. They're not buying it, you know, because they're so excited. And it's such a good feeling when the guest knows that they got a deal, a very good deal, and Disney didn't buy it back. Because when you compare these prices to the direct prices, I mean, it's a huge savings, as we were talking with Roxanne just a few minutes earlier.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes, for the same points that you're going to use at the same locations, right? So, I mean, versus some minor details, but overall, it's the same thing, right? It's not like you're buying a house that, yeah, it's a totally different scenario.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, you can look at some of these and go, like the highest Bay Lake that got bought back last month was at 129. That deserved to get bought back. Okay. That was just such a cheap price. And then the other one was Boardwalk between 106 and 110.
Right.
That's also a very aggressive price. So I see why the mouse came in.
I mean, yes. I mean, it's like I can see the three of us. I can imagine the three of us looking at this on our computer screen going and pointing at the screen going, well, you were going to get bought back. I mean, it's almost inevitable, right? and we try our best here at DVC Resale Market to educate the guests and say, well, you know, do you really want to get bought back? If you just go a little higher, if you go a little higher, you're still going to get a very good deal. You know, we all, I mean, for those who like baseball, you want to hit a home run, but don't try and hit a grand slam and hope to break a car's windshield in the parking lot. I mean, at 480 feet, you know, home run, grand slam. I mean, you don't want it because you're going to get bought back. So we educate you in the process. So hopefully you can avoid it. You know, it's not like, again, it's a moving target. We don't have all the answers, but we, you know, something like that, Chad, you look at it and you're like, of course you're going to get bought back. It's obvious.
Speaking of that, then let's transition over here to inventory listings.
Okay.
And right now we've got 451 contracts on the market at DVC Resale Market. That seems a little high, but I haven't been tracking it per se. Bert, it seems like you guys are still selling quite a bit, right?
Most definitely. Obviously, we have Roxanne on. She just bought a contract here a couple of days ago. And yes, we're definitely selling. Obviously, not at the pace. But then again, what corporation is keeping pace right now? I mean, I think most corporations are behind, right? But there are a few telling numbers here. Like I would say Bay Lake, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, and obviously Saratoga Springs, the amount of contracts that we have on, that you're probably going to be able to pick them up. If there's a time to get in, and I almost feel like I'm the guy on the stock guy. If there's time to get in, it's time to get in, get it now, right? When it comes to stocks, right? And it's almost that where you are right now. I think you're going to be able to pick up some of these a little bit lower. And when I say a little bit lower, I don't mean $30 lower per point or $50 lower per point. I'm thinking, you know what, another $5-6 per point in some cases, right? Maybe even 10 in some other case if it's a big contract. But you're going to be able to get a better deal, I think, right now, based on the situation, the circumstances, right?
Well, in the average prices, we saw Bay Lake took a hit. And then I'm looking at it going, there's 49 contracts out there right now for Bay Lake. that's a pretty good indicator that you could negotiate on some Bay Lake contracts if you were in the market to buy one.
Correct. Yes. Okay.
And then last month, we even talked about Grand Flow. It seemed like we were in the 60s last month. We're hanging at about the same pace. And I know you guys have sold some, but probably some more listings have come in as well.
Yes. And the thing with Grand Flow, I can testify to this. I had a few guests a few months back. And when I'm taking a few months back, I'm talking, you know, 4 or 6 months, let's say last year sometime, you know, that they were like, you know, I have this Grand Floridian. What do you think I can sell it for? And back then, I mean, they were selling, you know, pretty high numbers. And some folks, believe it or not, were like, you know, if I can make that much money on it, I might as well sell it. You know what I mean? But obviously the times have changed a little bit. And like we talked with Roxanne, supply and demand, the more contracts we have, you're competing with other folks, then you're going to have to drop your price a little bit, because if not, you're going to be sitting there watching. If you price it high, you're just doing everybody underneath you a wonderful favor because their contracts are going to move, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're going to get the phone calls now, I believe, they're going to say, okay, Humberto, I see there's 10 listings at 150 points. Mine's a 150. Put mine $2 lower than the lowest. I've had this question asked to me before, is who's the lowest one on the totem pole? And put me $2 or $3 lower than that one. And I guess with these listings here, with these resorts here, we may be getting to that point, you know?
Yeah. And then on the flip side, we see Grand Cal going up in price, and you've only got 2 active listings for Grand Cal at the moment right now. So it's a great time to be a seller for Grand Cal.
Exactly. That's the opposite end of the spectrum, right? There you're talking about just a few contracts. Well, guess what? Who are you competing with? I tell my sellers sometime, you know, this is one of the things that I tend to tell them. I'm like, you're selling a 100-point contract at Animal Kingdom and your closest one is 150. You're basically on an island all by yourself. So then, of course, they're going to be able to hold their price up a little better because they're competing with nobody. Because somebody who's looking at 100 points potentially is not going to buy 150. Somebody who's looking at 100 points potentially might buy 120, you know, might maybe pushing it, might buy 130, but they're not going to go to 150. So if you're the only 100-point contract out there, guess what? You're in a great zone.
Yeah. And when you look at 280 direct from Disney, that's like outrageous. I mean, I can't even imagine paying that, but you can get it for what, 200 or 198. I think it's definitely the one you want to buy resale.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And they're listed now at 210 was the cheapest one that I saw. So great time to be a Grand Cal seller. Also, there's only like 13 beach club contracts out there as well. So it's a great time to be a beach club seller as well.
Yes. And I think, you know, and I've said this before, I think the 3 B's are just solid. You know, when I say the 3 B's, Beach Club, Boardwalk, and Bay Lake, those 3 resorts, just location, 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 real estate, you know, and we've heard it all before in our lifetimes, you know, they just move. I mean, I opened Boardwalk. I remember selling this at the Boardwalk at $62.75 a point. I mean, I look at these prices and I'm like, holy smokes.
20 years of the contract's gone and it's like double. Okay.
Yes. You know, I'll tell you a story. Recently, I had a gentleman, and I know, Chad, you're into my stories and stuff. So but it just happened about a week ago. You know, I had a gentleman who was selling his beach club, and then we talked about a month ago, right before we listed it. And he's like, Humberto, so you're familiar with DVC? I said, look, this is all I've done for the last 20 some odd years of my life. He's like, I know I'm going to take a hit, but I bought Beach Club when they first opened it. Look, Humberto, if I can get half of what I paid for it, I'll be extremely happy because I've already used it for all these years. So he bought it in 2003, so 17 years worth of usage. If he got half, he was happy. And I said, well, first of all, let me tell you, are you seated? He's like, yes, I am. I said, well, I got better news for you. I said, reality is you're probably going to double your money. He couldn't believe it. And his contract is now sold and he's doubling his money. I mean, you know, he bought it at such a low price, and you look at the Beach Club, but it's selling today. You can't go wrong. Those, especially those folks who bought way, way, way back then, they're in a beautiful location. I mean, beautiful money situation for them.
I mean, nothing really compares with Beach Club from what I can gather, but that is still a great story and a great example.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and we'll move into this today, and we'll get your perspective on this as well, Roxanne. With everything that you see going on in the market today, what do you guys think are some of the better buys that are out there?
Well, I really like Old Key West Extended. I'm going to paraphrase there. I've been watching those. And obviously, if you can get that to extended to 2057, those usually sell. And I know when I bought my beach club from Humberto, We had talked about other options, and you know, he said the Old Key West back then, a couple of years ago, he said, when you see an extended, they usually don't go longer than 3 to 5 days and they're gone because it's really attractive to get extended. So I've been kind of stalking the site for the last couple of weeks on extended one, fully loaded. I've got 2019 points, 2020 and 2021. And kind of talked it over with Umberto and made an offer. But again, looking at this resale report was key because they're buying Old Key West without extension back around, you know, 90 to 100. So like we said, try to be strategic, get a good price. But we went over, I went 102.50 and the seller wanted 105. My husband wanted to pay 100. Let's just go a little bit above so we won't get Roford. But knowing that it's fully loaded and extended to 2057, I think I got a really good deal. And I think it is a buyer's market for certain Old Key West.
And that was a really good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I did. Yes, good.
Most definitely. I mean, Roxanne did well. I mean, and there's the two L's that I like to call it. We love loyalty here at DBC Resale Market. I mean, the phone call came in to me and she's like, Humberto, you probably don't remember me, but this is Roxanne. I remember the name, but I was like, I couldn't pinpoint it. I bought with you 2 years ago, and now I'm back. I bought Beach Club 2 years ago, and I've been eyeing this contract. What can you do? Boom, boom, boom. And 48 hours later, it was a done deal. There's a benefit to looking at these reports. There's a benefit to listening, to your podcast, because I'm a believer. The more information you gather, the better decision you're going to make. And of course, you don't want to stop there. You want to pick up the phone, give us a call, or shoot us an email, or what have you, so we can help you as well, because we can better direct you and maybe answer a question you're maybe a little confused on, and we can help you with answering those questions. You know, we talked about it with Roxanne the other day. She's like, oh, I remember when you told me this about this one, and you told me look at the Old Key West, and I did, and now she's in and she's got Old Key West. The crazy thing that I found was that, I mean, literally we had just got the paperwork done. She's like, Humberto, I think I might be looking at Bay Lake. I'm thinking, we're not even done with Old Key West. She's already thinking about Bay Lake.
He's like, now
the arthritis is real, okay?
I told him that's my next one. He's like, oh boy, let's just do one at a time. But I do, to Humberto's credit, I told him, listen, you know, can you call this seller and try to get him down, because my husband's not going to pay 105. And even though it's loaded, it's extended, he wants it for 100. But Humberto said, listen, you know, I know you're solid. I know you're serious about this. If I can get him down a little bit, you know, can you come up? You know, so I said, we'll sign it today, this contract, if you can get him down to closer to 100. So he came down $2.50. I went up $2.50. So I feel like it was a good win-win, because he probably bought it pretty cheap years ago, I'm sure, from, you know, he had it extended. So he probably thought he was going to keep it, but, you know, wants to sell it now. But it worked out because we both got a good deal. He probably got what he wanted close to, and I paid pretty much what I wanted to pay. So win-win.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
And that, my friends, is how the sausage is made over at the Resale Market.
Well, here's the thing, you know, there's nothing better than when you finalize a sale that the buyer says to you, Humberto, thank you very much. It worked out. This is the most, there's no way my hubby would have paid more. And then the seller says, you know, thank you very much. You got me. I mean, I went down a little under, but I'm happy. You know what? The goal here is to make both sides happy. If both sides are happy, which happens, I would say 99% of the time. Obviously, we deal with contracts. There's divorce situations and stuff like that that we're not going to get into, that, you know, probably one's happy, the other one's not, or what have you. But in most cases, both parties are happy. And if we can keep you both happy, guess what? You're going to tell somebody. It's going to tell somebody. It's going to end up coming back and seeing us. I mean, look at Roxanne. Little did I know, what, 2 days later, I'd be on a podcast with Roxanne and Chad. I mean, this is my client. She, you know, Chad's like, Humberto, boom, boom, boom. And here we go. The three of us are on.
Yeah. And this story really starts with Roxanne as a listener for a long time, since like almost some of the first episodes. And definitely, when she got ready to buy Beach Club, she didn't have such a great experience someplace else. And I'm like, look, just don't mess around. Just pick up the phone, go to DBC Resale Market. And that's when she got in touch with Humberto. And yeah, you guys knocked it out of the park for her.
Yeah. And I know kind of their website's the best, I have to say, because I kind of look at other websites too. And it's, I just feel like the DVC Resale Market, it's so easy to like just kind of see what's coming up and what's reduced and what has double points. And it really is scary easy. And you can kind of stalk it and say, hey, or put in a search request if you have the app. I think it's really good.
And there's just so much information. I mean, you know, Nick's done a wonderful job with, you just go on our blog section, there's so much information that I have had guests to say, wow, you guys got more than I really need. And that's a great thing. Some of them just want, Humberto, I just have this, this, and this. If these three things make sense for me, boom, boom, here's my checklist and let's move on and let's make an offer. Or Humberto, what do I need to know from you guys? Why should I list with you guys? And you know, our track record speaks for itself. Every single one of us used to work for DVC. I mean, when I say every single one of us, I mean our quality assurance managers from the owner on down. So everybody. So we're going to take care of you like we used to take care of our guests at Disney. We're going to do it here. All we've done is just transition to a different location, right? Meaning we left Disney, we came over here, but we still take care of the guests. And as long as the guest is happy, and that's the reason why Disney is as successful as they are as a corporation, because they make the guest happy, the guest always wants to go back. And if we make you happy here at DVC Resale Market, what are you going to do? You're going to come back for more, or you're going to send family and friends this way. And that's what we'd like.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I also bought Copper Creek direct from Disney, obviously had that blue card, you know, FOMO, had to have that blue card to get into those events and get that pass holder discount and Tables in Wonderland, obviously. But the one thing I do like about the resale, like when I call Humberto and, you know, you kind of think strategic, right? Because I love numbers. So it's like, you know, okay, Humberto, they're asking this much, 120 a point, you know, I want to pay this much. And how much can I go? I want a good deal, but I don't want, you don't want to insult a seller, or you don't want to get roofered, and you want to be taken seriously with your offer. You know, you don't want to lowball so that they don't take you seriously. So it's kind of like a fine balance. And I think that's where some of these discussions really help with like Humberto and the other guides, because they can tell you, this is realistic. This isn't. Let's look at the other listings. This is already priced aggressive. This person's got an extended contract. This person's got a loaded contract. They know what they have. Or it's a stripped down contract. Do you really want to wait till 2021? Do you want to pay all this money and you can't use this thing to 2021? You know, that's not really strategic either. So you've got to kind of go in and have this discussion and then figure out your price with you know, your the person you're working with, instead of just saying, nope, this is my price. You know, you can't be that rigid. You have to kind of talk it through what's going to really work.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Roxanne. I appreciate you saying that, because you're 100% on the money. We are going to take our time to try and assist you, as you well know. And again, educating you. I might say one little thing that you might be like, oh yeah, that's right. And then, can you explain it? Sure. Then I explain it to you. And once I explain it to you, then you're in. And that's important, because the guests, we all want to understand what we're buying, right? And once you understand it, it's easier to make a decision.
Perfect.
True. Yeah. And one thing, like keeping the same member number, just, you know, because I was asking Humberto about how to title it. Do I put my son on there who's 18? And he's like, well, your son's not on your other contract. You know, you're going to have different member numbers. You obviously want the same use year. I've got December use year. So kind of talking through what's going to be easier when you go to book, and kind of being strategic on your bookings too. And then talking to Chad, Chad's like, are you looking for points at the 7 month mark? Or do you honestly want to somewhere that you get the 11 month booking window? Or are you just looking for network points where you can just have a lot of points to get a two bedroom instead of a studio, right? It's another strategy.
Roxanne, you mentioned Bay Lake. Let's just play the hypothetical game. Now, I hope it doesn't happen, but let's say the mouse takes your deal through the right of first refusal. What would you be looking at next given the market?
Yeah, that's funny. Humberto and I talked about that. I think I'm going to go after a Bay Lake if I can't get an Old Key West. I'm only going to do an Old Key West if it's extended to 2057, because I'm really looking, because of my beach club, is I've only got another 21 years of Paradise. The chance of us getting to extend a beach club and, you know, obviously Boardwalk too, I think is not going to happen. I feel like they're going to want to start from scratch and make as much money as possible on beach club, and they're probably not going to offer an extension. That being said, if they did, I would definitely jump on a beach club extension 21 years from now, because I think it's just the greatest resort. But I also have the Copper Creek. I don't think I would buy more there, because you can only fit four in a studio and a one bedroom. I don't like that. I really like something that maybe has a little more flexibility with five or nine people on the two bedrooms. So I think I'd probably go with a Bay Lake, only because of the rental. Being strategic again, there's some years I can't go. I still got to make those payments on that maintenance fee. And I know I can rent Bay Lake Tower. Again, it's one of the three Bs. It's on that monorail. That's going to be a strong rental demand. So I think I'm going to go after one of those if I get roofered.
Yeah. And then it sleeps five in the one bedrooms. And we were talking as well that your family is kind of like mine, and they're going, we're a family of five and studios just aren't cutting it anymore.
Yeah. And I like the king size bed. I mean, there's a queen size is okay, but once you stay king, it's just, you're spoiled.
Yeah. Once you stay in a one bedroom, you don't want to go back.
Yeah. I think Bay Lake would be a great choice for your family. And so I'm looking at this and going, man, if Bay Lake keeps coming down in price, it's a darling gem of a resort from low dues, rentability, and 2060 expiration date. That I'm digging. And then I'm still looking over at Alani, that sub 100 point with that long expiration date as well. To me, that's kind of attractive. Okay. I'm not going to lie. And then if I'm looking and the least but inclined right now, when I see 68 grand flow contracts that are out there, I think I can negotiate a deal. I think I could probably find the motivated seller in that list of 68. And if I was looking for a grand flow deal.
Yeah, you're probably right. We said it earlier, Bay Lake, Grand Flow, Saratoga. And you're right with even Aulani at those prices, you know, most definitely.
And then even Polynesian. I've been saying for like 6 months straight now, Polynesian is a great buy. And it just came out in this month's report that it is now taking over Saratoga as the most economical resort to own, given the years left on the contract and the annual dues and the price per point.
Absolutely. We had this conversation with Nick the other day as well. Most definitely. The only nuance there, no one bedrooms, two bedrooms. It's either you go studio or you go to the bungalows, right? If you have that many points that to afford that. But most definitely Polynesian is definitely a good indicator of something that maybe you should look at closely because of the information you just gave us.
Yeah, but even then, I'm going to book two studios and it'll come out to be the same price as a two bedroom if I wanted a two bedroom someplace else.
True.
I'm going to be able to hold down two studios and then a 7 month pivot over to a two bedroom someplace else if I really want the kitchen.
Correct. If you're going to get a deal, this is the time. This is the time right now that I feel that you're going to be able to pick up pretty decent buy. The good news is that the whole time we've been talking, people are still selling and people are still buying. Thank God for that, right? Where other corporations are sitting back going, they're not even talking about this sort of stuff. They're like, okay, let's get past this thing. It's a good thing. But with Disney, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the other good thing is with this is you guys have been doing telesales since almost day one. Okay.
Right.
For you guys to say, okay, now we have to do social distancing and work at home. It's almost business as usual.
Yes. Yes. The only thing is I'm competing with more Wi-Fi with my two daughters in the house. But other than that, yes.
Yep. I think we all feel that pain, Humberto.
And my wife. At times, I mean, she's got to go to the office to see emergencies now and again if somebody's got issues. But other than that, she's here at home as well. But you know what? You always got to look at the positive of everything in life. It's more bonding time. We're now working out together. I think later on we have a picture we're going to take with Chad. That'll be a surprise for everybody. But yeah, there's different things that you start doing. But bonding, family time. And look at it. Family time. Where do you hear that? Disney. You know, bonding, where do you hear that? Memories when you go on vacation to Disney. I mean, all these things align together with Walt Disney World.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up this show. And let me thank you for joining the show, Roxanne.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you, Roxanne.
And Roxanne will be back in the next two episodes, guys.
Welcome back. And welcome back again.
thank you. And Humberto, I got to get you back on some more shows here, buddy, because your interview did really, really, really well. I heard a lot of great feedback from that.
I did. I appreciate that. Anytime, Chad, you know, it's I'll be glad to come on. The thing with you and I is that we just love to talk. So these things probably could go on for hours on end, which you obviously don't want to do. And hey, just let me know when you want. I've had quite a few people call me because of the podcast, that one podcast that I did before. This one here will probably make a bigger dent. Considering the times, everybody's at home. They might be listening to these podcasts. You know, my clients on here with me at the same time. That's a wonderful thing to hear. Roxanne, be happy with me on two contracts now and potentially a third. So I'm here to help.
The add-on-itis is real. So Humberto, what's your contact info and how can listeners follow up with you if they want to reach out and buy or sell?
My direct number is 407-509-7933. If you're calling from outside the United States of America, which by the way, Chad, I had a lady call me from outside the US in the UK. Apparently you have a lot of listeners in the UK, so you'd put a one in front of that. So it's 1-407-509-7933. And then, or email me. And then my email is Humberto. It starts with the letter H. So it's humberto@dvcresalemarket.com. And I know you guys have heard me or Chad say Bert, Humberto, either one's fine. As long as you keep it clean, you can call me what you want. But my nickname is Bert for those who can't say Humberto or you know, so.
And I'm in that
here to help. That's right.
Thanks again for joining, guys.
Thank you, Chad.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.